Okay, so what exactly is a time frame for making the bracha of Kiddush Levana? So the new month, in theory, being a lunar calendar, begins at the start of the lunar cycle. So this is the one point during the month when the moon is not actually visible at all to the naked eye from Earth based on its relative position to the sun and to where we are. So that invisible state lasts for a short period of time, a number of hours, and that's what we refer to in halacha as the molad. It takes another 29 and a half days and a little bit more till the moon once again restarts that cycle. So in the time of Chazal, as you're familiar, and it extended as far late as the days of Abai and Rava, which was a few hundred years after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So they were Makash al-Puri'iyya, and as soon as witnesses saw the small sliver of the moon emerge from that invisible state, they could testify in Basin that the Molad had occurred, and that Rosh Chodesh should therefore begin from the day of that sighting, which means the night before, when they actually saw it, continuing through the day that they were able to report it when they came to Yerushalayim, or wherever the basin happened to be located. It wasn't always in Yerushalayim. It was usually in Yerushalayim, but there were definitely periods in history, for instance, after the Sanhedrin moved, after the Sanhedrin left, which was 40 years before the Churban, that it was not located in Yerushalayim. But according to all opinions, the earliest time to make Kiddush Levana, or almost all opinions, the earliest time to make Kiddush Levana is 3 days, actually, to be more precise, 72 hours from the moment of the Molad, because at that point, the moon will then be large enough to provide sufficient light for one to benefit from. As we said last time, providing light means in the event that it would not be obscured by street lights and the like. If it was just the moon out, then you'd be able to appreciate and benefit from its light after 72 hours. Now, this 72-hour period, is clocked from the molad overhead in your particular locality, because that's when it'll be the right size. But that's different than what they announce in Shul. What they announce in Shul, the molad's time, is the appearance over Yerushalayim. So our molad in America is a little bit later than it is in Yerushalayim. The time for Yerushalayim is announced because when we have Shabbos Mevarachim, when we're Mevarach L'Chodesh, that's really, at least according to some, a zecher for the Kiddush HaChodesh that actually happened in the Beis Din, which we no longer have. So we refer to the Zman that was relevant in Eretz Yisrael, not our particular molad. Alternatively, according to the Rambam, there actually is an active Kiddush HaChodesh that still takes place nowadays, but going back to the Din D'Oraisa, that Kiddush HaChodesh, in the absence of Kiddush HaPi Re'iya, Kiddush HaPi Beis Din, takes place by virtue of the people in Eretz Yisrael functionally recognizing the calendar there. And so the Molad in Eretz Yisrael is what's important even Bezman Hazeh to a certain extent, and that's what we publicize in Shul. Now, because of the Indian Zrizus, many follow this rule of 72 hours and try to make it as soon as possible after that point occurs. Especially if you live somewhere where the weather conditions may make it questionable how long or how often you'll be able to see the moon in the sky. So you want to get a jump on it, because if it's visible now, you might as well take the opportunity and not risk missing it later due to rain or clouds, etc. And of course, this can vary during different times of the year. Certain times of the year, it could just be more clear in general, and that Zrizus does not carry the additional import of the fact that you might miss a chance later. However, there is a very widespread practice not to recite Kiddush Levana until the seventh day from the Molad. And in that event, you'll wait. You're not going to do it right away after three weeks if you follow that practice. Even so, if a person made the bracha before seven days, he certainly yotze kuliyama. And if he even did it earlier, he accidentally made it before 72 hours have passed, that's a shaila, because some say he's yotze, some say he's not yotze. So therefore, we would not tell him to make the bracha again. But if he said it too early, he can definitely ask someone else to make it for him, and he'll be yotze shomei ka'ona. But despite all this, the common practice, mitzvah min amuvchar, is to delay making Kiddush Levana until Motzei Shabbos. Based on what we said, Motzei Shabbos following the seventh day of the month, or according to some, even if it is still within the seventh day, unless if it's going to be after the 10th of the month. That happens sometimes, just based on when the molad comes out. If a person, for whatever reason, was not able to make an earlier opportunity for Kiddush Levana based on the weather, based on when the first month of Shabbos fell out before the 7th of the month. And then the next month of Shabbos is after the 7th of the month, and it's after the 10th of the month, so then we would tell you it's better to make it alone whenever you see it on the street, rather than limiting yourself to the narrow window between, let's say, the 11th or 12th of the month and when the end point for saying Kiddush Levana comes. Now, in addition to the advantage of having it super together, when you do make the bracha Motzei Shabbos after Maariv, and we discussed that yesterday, it's also appropriate to choose to do it when you're still dressed more nicely and more freshly than usual. That's why the practice developed to wait till Motzei Shabbos when possible. You have to keep in mind people didn't necessarily take a shower every day, so after Shabbos they were still relatively clean, much more clean than they could be on a Wednesday night or a Thursday night if they weren't taking showers so frequently. Besides Rav Amhadra's mouth, there's another dimension of how we try to project the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina, which is inherent in the particular mitzvah, through our dress. Now, in general, our minhag is not to be Mekadesh Levana on Friday night, because we would have assumed if we're looking to do it at a time when we have a tzibur and we're freshly dressed and clean, so maybe we do it Friday night. For various reasons, we don't do it Friday night. Maybe we can talk about that another time, or the first night of Yom Tov, unless those happen to be the last possible nights or just about the last possible nights to make the bracha, and you don't want to miss the chance. But under normal circumstances, we do not say it on a Friday night or the first night of Yom Tov, and therefore the next best thing is to do it Motzei Shabbos. The Gemara, as we've quoted before, says that the bracha is recited when one sees the Levana b'chidusha. So this means until the point that the moon is no longer in the waxing phase when it's growing. After that, the moon begins to wane, and it's no longer b'chidusha. It's not in its state of renewal because it's getting smaller. It's moving away from the renewal. So one should therefore not say Kiddush Levana after 15 days, which means 15 24-hour units from the molad. Others say the cutoff could even end up being a little bit earlier if you take the full length of the lunar cycle, which is 29 days, 12 hours, and 993 chalakim, and you divide that in half, that's your end point, not 15 days as a round number, but rather going more precisely based on the calculation of a lunar cycle. So then it could be a little bit earlier, it could be a little bit later, depending on where in the month the molad happens to fall out. So therefore, normally on the night of the 16th month, on the night of the 16th of the month, it would be too late to say Kiddush Levana. But there are those who say that it is still acceptable to recite Kiddush Levana on the 16th night as well. If one did not say Kiddush Levana beforehand, he can certainly say Kiddush Levana without a bracha. Some say you can say it with a bracha, but you definitely would want to recite it without a bracha. Interestingly, the Chassam Sofer writes in a tshuva that there was a magefa, there was a particular plague, some sort of contagious disease that made it impossible for people to get together and say Kiddush Levana at an earlier point during the month. Maybe there were weather issues also, and he permitted them to say it on the night of the 16th with a bracha, so as that they should not be mitzayir unnecessarily and in an unhealthy fashion. If it would turn out that they missed the chance to make the bracha that month, that might have been too difficult for them to bear. Let's take a look at the tshuva and see how that might be relevant to us in our current state. Blee Nether, feel free. We can talk about it another time. All right, an Avel does not say Kiddush Levana during Shiva unless, as we've mentioned in some of the other exceptional cases, he's going to miss the chance altogether. And if that was the circumstances, he would indeed, those were the circumstances, he would indeed say Kiddush Levana. Would go out of his house. Normally, an Avel is not supposed to leave his house at all during the course of Shiva, which is why the Minyanim come to him. But for this reason, he would go outside because that, as we said, is the optimal way to perform the mitzvah. Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. You only say it inside if you really have no choice. Many people say that if that is what the Avel has to do to say Kiddush Levana during Shiva, he's not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem, and others shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem to him. One of the restrictions on an Avel during Shiva is not able to make warm greetings, just like we find on Tisha B'Av. We don't greet people because Tisha B'Av is also patterned after the rules of Shiva. So we would omit the Shalom Aleichem part of Kiddush Levana. However, from Zalman suggested that might not be a hakpada because it isn't really a Shalom Aleichem that's prohibited for an Avel. It's not even really a greeting. Normally, if you're in a crowd of people, you just turn to whomever happens to be around you. You may not even know who it is or notice who it is. We give each other a blessing of Shalom Aleichem as a protection against what we say in the prior parts of Kiddush Levana. Tipol Aleim Imasov Afacha, that it should not be something that affects us or we shouldn't be subject to anything harsh as a result of those tefillos. But it's not the standard grudim of Shalom Aleichem would be permissible for an aval. So be that as it may, what does emerge is that this is really a mitzvah that's normally and ideally supposed to be performed b'simcha. We sing, we dance, and that's the reason why the avel would be excluded until after Shiva, as long as he will still have time to say it at that point. In a similar vein, we don't make the bracha. Many don't make the bracha in Chodesh Av until after Tisha B'Av. Some do. Some still follow the rule that after 3 days you make it right away. It's the reason why people make mitzvahs. But many wait until after Tisha B'Av, and after they've eaten a little bit and they put back on the regular shoes. There's other inyanim to wait until Motzei Tisha B'Av. The Arizal writes that Motzei Tisha B'Av is an auspicious time when the Mashiach ben David is supposed to be born, which is the time that's predicted in the words of Kiddush Levana that Klal Yisrael will be asidin l'schadish, ateres teferes, to return to their previous glory, like the moon, in the future Geula. Although, even in that case, there's some people who wait till after, till Motzei Shabbos, following Tisha B'Av, if it's not going to be... just to stay consistent with the Motzei Shabbos principle in general, and along those lines, also many went until after Yom Kippur for Chodesh Tishrei, even though they would normally say it beforehand, because Yom Kippur is the 10th of the month, and that's because the fear of judgment diminishes our joy and makes it more appropriate to delay Kiddush Levana after Yom Kippur. And others say, no, Adraba, chab one more mitzvah and do it right now before the din of the Aseres Mei Tshuva is complete. And why wait when you can earn yourself a little more merit before the Yom Noraim have concluded?